In the beginning of the parsha, Rashi brings down a medrash. And the medrash has different angles. We want to take out a very, very powerful lesson for all of us on our way back to America. Something to take home for ourselves, which could be very, very helpful. Rashi says, "Vayeshev Yaakov, achas shekosov lo yeshuve Esav v'toldoisa b'derech ksara." It goes through yeshuve Esav, v'alufeyem, v'malcheyem. As afterwards, it's Marich b'Yaakov. Moshe l'ma'a dover doime. What's a Moshe l'ma'a dover doime? To someone that he had a diamond, and he lost his diamond in the sand. As he was sifting through the sand to find the diamond, as he sifts and sifts, and the chol, the sand, he throws on the side, until finally when he finds the diamond, as he takes the diamond home with him. That's what he wanted. That's what he's marichin. As we see Alufei Esav, we live in a world where there's so much Alufei Esav. And many of you deal with them day in, day out. As you deal with the people, and they don't sell themselves as chol. They sell themselves as something else. Sometimes it's very important for us to reconnect with this Rashi and understand what a Yid is and what a Goy is. A Yid is a Margolius, is a diamond. A Goy is not even a cubic zirconia. He's chol. The hevdol of a yid between a goy. It's a different mitzias. It's a different mahus. Of the medrash, in medrash Rabbah, at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, adds another knech, an interesting knech. It makes another mashal. The mashal is you have a chita, and the chita has different parts. It has teven, kash, and the chita. And the Tevin and the Kash say, you know why the Chita is here? You know why people are taking the Chita? Because of us. And the Chita says to it, listen, you could think the world was created for you. You could think everyone's here for you. Let's wait to see to the Goyrin what happens. It comes the Goyrin, and the animal steps on the Kash, gets crushed. The wind blows away the Psoilis, and what's left? The Chita. Kishiyavoy Mashiach. As things are going to be blown away, and what's left is the Chita. This mashal has even a deeper meaning. It's not just Margolius v'chol. This mashal is, you have a Chita. A Chita grows together. It grows as one. It's one chita, yet there are parts of the chita that are kash, and there are parts of the chita which are special. Esav, the Gemara in Kedushin says, is Yisrael Mumar. He's the first one that went off the derech. Esav, there's goyim, and there's yidden. And then there's in the yidden themselves. There are people that come and they kilu portray themselves that the world was created for us. Bein if they're goyim, bein if they're yidden. And it's a very strong nisayon for us when we see this, because life could be so misleading. And the Medrash is telling us we have to realize who's real. Who's really the diamonds here? Who's really the chita here? Who's really the pnim here? Beloizu bilvad. Every person has a decision in life. Who's going to be the chita and who's going to be the kash? We all grow together, like Esav and Yaakov. They grew up together. They both went to Yeshivas Brisk. They both graduated on top. But they both had a decision. Vayigdu la'anarim. You weren't able to tell the difference. But when they were pirish l'chayim, ooh, you could tell the difference. One was a diamond, and one tried to sell himself as one, but it didn't work. As thus is the second Nisayan, the Goyim calls it the Nisayan of our Dor, of the Erev Rav. Even amongst the Yidden themselves, we have Nisayanis when we look around. As that's what the Medrash is coming to teach us, a very deep message for life. Now, we could think, who's the Margolius? Maybe it's the Bnei Beis Medrash. We learned, and everyone, when they were here in the Beis Medrash, felt like a Margolius, and they were a Margolius. Everyone shined so bright. The ligging in learning, the enjoyment of learning, the time of limud that the Olam had here was so beautiful. But now you're leaving and you're going back. As you can feel, okay, this was nice. Now I take off my white shirt. I put on my colored shirt. I take off my jacket. I go home. I take my hat, put it in the closet. So, I'm changing. I'm going back to, you know, it was nice to connect in yeshiva, but I'm going back to the real world now. As we want to take a lesson from a diamond in this week's parsha. Everyone sees him as a diamond. He's very inspirational. But if you learn the parsha well, he could really affect us and change us. And that's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was a star in the Beis Medrash. Tops in the Beis Medrash. Nebuch Lo Yaleinu, he was pulled away from the Beis Medrash. And by who? The worst person to be pulled away from, your brothers. And he was sold. He was sold as an Eved. For that alone, he could have gone into trauma and needed heavy psychological help. That's what we say, Bizman Hazeh. Deep trauma, he needs a lot of help. But Yosef HaTzadik, he started a diamond. Who Yosef? Mitchilosoi va'ad soifoi. A diamond is always a diamond. You could get it dirty. You could smear on it schmutz. But it's going to shine bright wherever you put it. And we see how Yosef, when he was out in the chutz, when he was out, he became a diamond. But not only that, he shined in a certain way brighter than he shined in the Beis Medrash. He was zeichet to Melucha. He was zeichet to Birchus Yosef. And he was zeichet to the biggest brachas, bein by Yaakov, bein by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Shvatim. Why? Where was he zeichet? When he was out. When he was out in the world. Because every person should realize, every diamond and every one of you has a tremendous efsharius to bring his koiches, his beauty, to bepoil. Wherever you are, you could find a beautiful diamond. And Yosef stands for it. Yosef's a very inspirational person. He was someone that had very big hardships, yet he stood up. And he stood up to Nisayon. A Nisayon of Eishes Potipharah, which is a very hard Nisayon. Now, you could say, okay, so let's focus, it's almost Shevavim, let's handle Nashim, yeah, learning Kedushin, let's handle the other Sugya. The MS, it is a Sugya, and it should be focused on. But it's just a mashal. The real truth is, we all have our Nisayonis in different ways, in different forms. Some of us have an Eishes Potipharah, could be a secretary, could be a next-door neighbor. But some of us have the Nisyanis in other forms. In many other forms. Eishes Potipharah is a dugma. A dugma of a person that had a Nisayan. And his Nisayan was Bitsina. No one knew about it. It was behind closed doors. Yosef was Kiddushem Shamayim B'Seisa. But from that Nisayan that he had, that was deep in the Pnim, that no one knew about, he became the diamond that lit the world. Yosef became the Manig of Mitzrayim, that was the superpower in the world. The chances of Yosef becoming the Manig of Mitzrayim are almost as less as Trump becoming the President of America. Oh. A Yid coming from nowhere should go ahead and win and be in charge. He turned the world over because they saw he was a diamond. They saw he was special. Paro said, me, where do you find a person like this? Where did that specialness come from? Bitsina, in that quiet avoida, in his heart, that no one saw, no one knew. That's where he became very, very special. We live in a chitzonius diga world. How are you rated in life? went to a certain city in America, and I asked, what should I speak about? What's the topic I should speak about? He said, speak about cars. I was like, wait a second, I don't have a car. I don't know too much. What exactly do you want me to speak about cars? He says, it's a big nisayon in where we are. One of the cities on Long Island, it doesn't make a difference which one. Oh. He says, people have to buy expensive cars because it's a status symbol. When you live in an expensive car, as it means you made it. As many people will go into debt to get an expensive car. Many people will make an expensive simcha to show that they choshev, they made it. Oh. That's what you should speak about. Oh. It's an Isayin we live in the world, and I hear it from Bahram. When I ask Bahram, what's your biggest Nisayin? As I expect Bahram to say smartphones, I expect Bahram to say concentration on learning other things. They say our biggest Nisayin Bizman Hazeh is we want a lot of Gashmias. My wife teaches in seminary. She hears it from the girls also when she speaks to them. We live in a world where Va'oid, even in the Ruchniyazdika level, how are you Nimdad? Okay, which yeshiva did you go to? Oh, there was someone that called me up about to ask me about a certain boy. I said, he's a top boy. He's a Mitsuyan. His midas are Nifladik. As you know what the person asked me? So why didn't he go to Brisk? Little does he know, he didn't even think he's speaking to a Magid Shir in the mirror. But that's the world we live in. Mamish Besia Tmimus. How could you tell me he's a good boy? Why isn't he in Brisk? We live in such a Chitzayin Yizdiga world. You made a siyum, okay, did they make a party? In which arena? But it's beautiful. Mitoich shaloi lishma, ba lishma. And we really believe that shaloi lishma is good, but there's very danger. The danger is that the person, the working person, or even the person who's sitting in yeshiva, when he's sitting at home at 10:30 and he opens up a sefer, no one's going to make him a siyum anywhere. When a person is honest in business and he doesn't steal from anyone, no one's going to make him a big party. But now he's really building a diamond. He's making himself into a diamond. Because this is the real avoida. Vo'oid, when it comes to midas and bein adam lechaveroi. In business, we know how to be very nice to the people who we do business with, because this is a lucrative thing. When we come home, that's a different parsha. She better be good to me. You know what I bring her? Children, the way we deal with children, oidapam. I hear from Bahram, my wife hears from seminary girls, I'll say it out loud, the ke'ivim of children that are totally ignored and put down, that feel their parents don't care about them. They bring them, besides, they bring them to Daimon to get brachas. But day-to-day life, to feel for them, to care for them, the tsar. Why? Because that's not, no one's going to make a seem about. No one's going to say you're great. And you know something? Even if you don't, by the Sheva Brachas, they're going to say you are a great daddy. And a great mommy. Because by Sheva Brachas, we all know how to do it. Everyone knows how to give the covet gavaldik. When we speak in public, what we say about our wives, but when you come home afterwards, what you say to her, a different language. I don't know what happened to him. You're just singing my praise. In public, we're wonderful. At home, when it's for real. But beiniu beinecha, that's the real diamonds. They shine everywhere because they're really special be'etzem. The pnim is beautiful. And that's Yosef HaTzadik, what Yosef HaTzadik taught us. They put him away, you know, when he was in the Beis Medrash, he was special, wow. And it's good. But anywhere he goes, when no one's seeing, when no one's watching, he stayed a diamond. As at that time, people looked at him as schmutz. People treated him like schmutz. I mean, he always had a chaim, but people didn't respect him, kiroi. But yovoi hayoim, the whole world saw how special he really was. You want to know how to get emes covered from a wife and from children and from the people around you? It's where you're an emes person. When you're emes a good person, you'll get emes covered. The other thing, it's not real. A goy is chitzoini. He's chol. The pnim is chol. The outside, a yid is a diamond. A yid is a beautiful, beautiful, everything about him. But you have to be careful not to be nimshach achreihem, to live pnimiistic in a world that's so chitzoini, to value what's really valuable, and you'll be shining, and you'll be cutting the carrots and sparkling bright. What kept Yosef strong? What was the secret behind Yosef? It's so hard. There's so many nisyonos in life. What empowers me to be able to do this? As we also learn from Yosef. And this is a matana toiva. Take this with you, use it, and you'll see it'll change your life. It empowered Yosef, and it brought out the diamond from him. And it could bring out the diamond in all of us. It's one pasuk in this week's parasha. Vayahi Hashem es Yosef. As Rashi brings the Maimon Chazal, what does it mean Hashem was with Yosef? Because Yosef, whatever he did, he davened Hashem. Hashem was a part of his life. He knew he needed help. He knew he was in a tough matzav. As he davened Hashem. As vayehi Hashem es Yosef, vayehi ish matzliach, he was the ish matzliach. Vayar adoinov ki Hashem itoy, zog the Ramban, because kol asher u'oisa Hashem matzliach biyodai. Where is he zeichet to hatzlocha? Because he kept Hashem with him. But not only was he zeichet to hatzlocha, bo'oifin gashmi, bo'oifin ruchni, what empowers a person and keeps his pnim real? When he feels and he realizes he needs Hashem. There are two kinds, you know, people in America, they call Hashem's Abba, Tati. There's two kinds of fathers. There's two kinds of tatis. There's one when a child is very young. He knows he can't manage on his own. He needs his father, whether it's for parnosa, for emotional assistance, to be there for him. His father, he leans on him. But then his father gets older and very, very old. And the son has to move his father into an old age home. As now the son's taking care of the father. And he looks at him, sometimes even kimat as a oil, unless has very good midas with akara satoiv. But he definitely doesn't have the same connection. It's a different level. It's a different relationship. His father's not the gever of his life anymore. He's his own gavra. He grew up. He's a person. Where's his father? The old age home. When we look at Hashem, what is Hashem? Hashem's in the Siddur, in the Svarim Shrank? Or Hashem is my Gever. Hashem is the one that everything I need, everything I have comes from him. What kind of a father is he? What kind of a melech is he? He's like the Queen of Britain? Or he's running the world. Yosef hit a stage in life when he realized how much he needs Hashem. Vayashi Hashem Itoi. That was the soid of his atzlacha that empowered him and it kept him strong. B'tzinei sina. Nothing reared him because he believes in Hashem for real. Dveikus Bashem. That's the shirish of Yiddishkeit. That's what keeps us strong. The Ramban Simen Aleph says that when you think of Hashem, Zehu Mailas HaTzadikim, Zehu Kol Mailas HaTzadikim. The Goyin adds words onto the Ramban. That's the secret. How deeply connected we are to Hashem. We believe in Hashem. We all believe in Hashem. Yeah, just like we all have a father in a nursing home. I believe he's my father. But how much do you believe he's affecting you, he's making you, and he's keeping you? How much do you believe the rest of your life, the way you're going to flow and go, is totally on him? How much do you believe he's the shining source that's going to be there for you and help you and lift you up? If you really believe it and you don't just say it and sing it, it's a different league. It's a different kind of a life. It's an empowering life. The second part of Rashi, and we come to Chanukah Ba'oifin Zu. Yaakov saw Alufei Esav, hundreds and thousands and millions of soldiers. Put China, America, Russia, everyone together. How are we going to overcome this? Zokt Rashi, Moshe Lamad David Daimi. You have a pishton, hundreds and thousands of pishton. All you need is one spark of fire and it could burn everything down. Who's that one spark of fire? Yosef. He's a spark. As he saw the Alufim of Esav, the Malachim of Esav, he was bepachad. You just need one spark. Over here is a very deep message. Not that anyone's going to war and fighting Chayalim. But Alufei Esav is a simen of all the Kaychas around the Bria. Everything we're scared of to lift ourselves up in Ruchnius, the Nisyonis that we have in life, they look to us like we can't. And we don't realize we need Nitzutz Echad, one spark. And one spark could go a long way. We see this in Chanukah. We have Giboirim biyad chaloshim, rabim biyad miyatim. What was the secret? What were they? Meshugim? Meshugayim? You go fight against the army. You could be the top commando spy, but it's impossible. What made them go? As the Medrash in Chanukah says, Yehudis told them, have bitachin in Hashem, believe in Hashem. The same way the Avis and the Shvatim did, and Hashem will help you. When you believe in Hashem, your koiches are enormous. Zok Reb Tzadik beautifully. In Alanisim, we say, Bimei Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Why are we saying ben? We say Bimei Mordechai, we don't say ben. Why by Matisyo are we saying ben? He says, it's coming. These shemas tell us the soid of Chanukah. Matis Yo is Matas Yud Ke. Yechanan is Yud Vav. Two shemas from Hashem, Chanan. Bimei. How did Chanukah happen? There was a person who realized Matas Ka. Everything I have is from you, Hashem. Yud Vav Chanan. Everything I have is a Matnes Chinam from you. They believed in Hashem, and they went, and they accomplished. Nifla. Yosef was Hashem Itoi. He was the Ish Matzliach. He has the Nitzus. One more thing. A Magolius Did you ever see, look at your wife's diamond in the dark? It doesn't sparkle. What's the kunz of a diamond? When it's light, the diamond sparkles. It shines the light and it makes it sparkle. A yid is a margolius. Whose light is a yid sparkling? The light of Hashem. When does a yid sparkle? When he has the midos of Hashem. When he listens to Hashem. He learns the Torah of Hashem. He sparkles beautifully. It brings out the beautiful light. All of a sudden, his whole mahus lights up. You're exposed to Talmidei Chachamim, Tzaddikim. They pashit shine. And between me and you, I met Balabatim. They pashit shine. It was a beautiful combination, and the warmth and the connection that was in both sides of the Olam. You would think we're taking Bnei Torah from the Mir and Balabatim. You would think, I'm not sure if it'll go. It's like a challenge on tonight, Thursday night, you know, not sure. Beautiful, the warmth, the connection, because we all share one thing in common. We're all diamonds that we reflect Hashem. We reflect a beautiful light together. And that koyach, when we believe in Hashem, and we believe He's there for Him, that's going to empower us to raise us above all the nisyonos we have in life. And there are many. At work, at home. Don't give up. Take the next notch. And one more thing the Chashmonaim taught us. The status quo in the world was going down. People were misyavnim. Yiddishkeit was in a bad stage. It took a couple of people that got up and they changed the world. They changed the direction. They believed they could change. They could make a change. And they did. And that's a powerful, inspiring message for us. You don't have to change the world, but you could change your world. Ner Chanukah is the message. It's a light for a world of choshech that we live in, that shows us there's nowhere to go. There's so many nisyonos. Ner Chanukah lights up the night and shows us you can go very far. One nitzutz, one inspiration, one belief, one bitachon in Hashem, one powerful inspirational moment could go very, very far. Could destroy many koiches atuma in you, in the people around you, in the world. So that's the message, one of the messages of Ner Chanukah, the beautiful, inspiring light of the Neiros of Chanukah. They can give such meaning, such inspiration. The inspiration of Yosef HaTzadik in this week's parasha. To be Misayim. All the beautiful Margolius that were here, we spent 4 days together of learning, of touching, of hearing inspirational thoughts, feeling inspirational feelings. Every one of them was a Margolius. Together, the Bnei Torah and the Balabatim weaved a crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these 4 days sent a beautiful crown up. A crown with beautiful diamonds of 4 days of Torah, of Avodah. A beautiful present, a beautiful Kiddush Hashem to Hashem. As Be'ezus Hashem, let's stay connected. Let it be a start that all of us together should keep this inspiration and try to be makabel on ourselves, something when we leave, when we go back. To stay more connected to Hashem, and therefore, what I want to improve, and maybe just to be more connected to Hashem is good enough. But if you want, we spoke about other times, to try to learn Bi'iyun maybe once a week. You see the geshmak of Bi'iyun. to hear divrei chizuk. What's divrei chizuk? Dvarim that really get to you. It's not just a nice vort, a quick chap, something inspirational. Keeping matlik that esh that burns all the pishtan around us of olam hazeh. And be'ezus Hashem, you'll see how bright every margolius here will shine and keep on shining. Be'ezus Hashem, when we have enough margolius, HaKadosh Baruch will take them all together, put them on the head of Mashiach. Quickly.